love of music is what caused more than 82,000 fans from as far away as Japan and Australia to converge on the small town of Wilkesboro, North Carolina, during the last weekend of April. What draws these folks is the chance to see musicians like Bela Fleck, Emmylou Harris, and John Prine. The memory of guitar player Merle Watson and respect and love for his father, not a large paycheck, is what brought the performers, including Jefferson Airplane and Hot Tuna founder Jorma Kaukonen.
Merlefest is just unbelievable, and I would really like to encourage everybody, no matter where they may be found in this world, to come to Wilkesboro and see Merlefest. This is the greatest.
You know there's rocks in the ocean, fish in the sea. Lord knows you mean that world to me. Tell me how long do I have to wait? Can I get you now? Mama, must I hesitate?
What is so special about this festival?
It's a little bit hard to quantify without sounding sappy, but it just seems, you know, they get a really interesting community going on here. I mean, we have great musicians from all over the world, you know, mostly from the United States, but from all over the world, and everybody just loves doing all the stuff that's required of us, and it's just really neat.
Is there anybody here in particular you really wanted to see this weekend?
Well, so many. Well, I was really thrilled to see Eliza Gilkison because I've never seen her live, and I was thrilled to see that. The Lee Boys, the gospel singers from Miami, wow, unbelievable. And just everybody. I mean, there are no bad shows here.
Eliza Gilkison was one of the artists taking part in a very special Saturday evening performance called Ribbon of Highway, Endless Skyway. It featured Eliza, Jimmy LaFave, Sarah Lee Guthrie, and Johnny Irion singing the songs of folk singer Woody Guthrie. Slade Cleaves was also a part of the show. One of the songs he performed was This Morning I Am Born Again, a song with lyrics by Woody Guthrie, but never put to music until Slade did so a few years ago.
Morning, I was born again. My past is dead and gone. This great eternal moment is my great eternal dawn. Each drop of blood within me, each breath of life I breathe, is united with these mountains and the mountains with the sea.
Another highlight of Merlefest 2006 was the chance to see legendary folk singer Pete Seeger perform. Saturday afternoon, the 87-year-old took the stage with his brother Mike and grandson Tao Rodriguez Seeger to pick a few songs and talk about his life.
I did not want to be a professional musician. I liked to sing, but I thought music business was full of hypocrisy. So I did go sing in schools, though, in summer camps. And then some of the kids grew up, went to college, and during the frightened 50s, when the blacklist was in the popular music business, I just went from college to college to college to college to college to college to college. Most important job I ever did. I could have kicked the bucket in 1960. My job was done. After me, a whole bunch of young people came along, Bob Dylan, Phil Oakes, and a whole lot of others. And now it's out of control.
Merlefest began in 1987 as a tribute to Merle Watson, who died in a farming accident 2 years earlier. Unlike many festivals, Merlefest is a non-profit event. The money raised goes back into the local community. Art Menius, Merlefest's marketing director, says that money is of major importance to the community.
Merlefest started to fund the Eddie Merle Watson Memorial Garden for the Senses, but since it's become the primary fundraiser for Wilkes Community College, and over the first 18 years, the festival's contributed $5.7 million to the college.
And what about the local community? They must benefit as well.
It's a tremendous economic driver for the area. Each year, Merlefest has an economic impact of $14 to $15 million in northwestern North Carolina, about half of that right here in Wilkes County.
The news is even better this year. A preliminary estimate showed the 2006 edition will give an almost $16.5 million boost to the local economy. In all, nearly 90 acts performed on Merlefest's 13 stages, with most playing more than once. But it is the opportunity to see the legendary Doc Watson in action that has always been one of Merlefest's biggest attractions. This year, the 83-year-old guitar wizard performed 11 times, sometimes solo, sometimes with a band. Doc says he always enjoys his reunion with Frosty Moore and Merle's band. The group gets together once a year to tell stories and play songs for a delighted crowd. I'm Catherine Cole.
Sugar babe, what's the matter with you? You don't love me like you used to do. Sugar babe, it's all over now.
Doc, tell me about it, friend.